It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Justin Bradford, Joe Rexroad. And up next, going to be listening to Chris Mason, brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. Welcome C-Mace to the show. Chris, how's it going, man?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me on. Well, I was just telling Marquise, I turned the TV on this morning, hockey was on, and I had to change the channel right away.
Oh.
Just because I'm like, you know what, I need a break. I need a couple days here. We didn't get the first pick, and we're not playing, so it's hard right now. It's just like a breakup.
But
need a few days.
But you'll gravitate back. We all do. We all come back somehow.
We all do. We all come back. It is that, yes, we do. It's that, I don't know if it's the evil X or what it is, or it's just the love of your life, right? It's the evil X right now, but it'll soon be the love of our lives again.
So. Absolutely. So I want to start off. It's going to be a difficult question, but since you're a goaltender and you know about all this and what you've had to go through in your career as well, I'm sure it was not easy for Pekka being on the bench, but seeing a young protege, and they have such a great relationship, him and Eustace Saros, in seeing this, and I'm sure conversations were had by so many about this situation. What do you think was going on through everyone's heads here in dealing with this situation? What is the best way to approach something like this when you have a Vezina, a potential future Hall of Famer, have to go through a situation like this?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about him, you know, especially, you know, you made your choice to start the goalie, and I could have made an argument. I'm sure you guys watched too. You know, either both guys looked great in camp and then the exhibition game, and you know, it's been a much talked about situation for the last 2 years with Saros's development, and Peck hasn't fallen off, but I mean, there's times when, you know, he's had a tough stretch or whatever. And then obviously then, you know, the juice comes in and he does great. And you just look to that situation. And as an older goalie, I know what this is like too. You know, you start to get in your own head a little bit, because it's impossible not to think, hey, is, you know, you just know how old you are, and everyone asks you, hey, you're this old and you've got this young guy coming up, and you know, you just have all these thoughts. But to see Pekka on the bench, yeah, it was tough. And you know what? I thought Juice did a great job. I thought the guys actually really, for the most part, played a really hard series. I like their work ethic, but there's just certain things in the series, that mistakes they made and decisions and all that really cost them. But for Pekka, that was hard for me, I think, to watch, especially in the last game, just to, you know, when they finally lost, and to think that we just went through a playoffs and we didn't see Pekka Rinne in the net once. You know, it was a weird feeling as a, you know, as a former teammate and as just a Predators, you know, fan and employee to see, I'm sure, you know, all of Smashville, that was a weird feeling seeing him on the bench as a backup goalie. So it was hard for sure, especially on a personal level.
Yeah, Chris, I thought that, you know, had the Predators been able to advance here, move forward, and we've talked about this, you know, they would have likely needed both goaltenders. I mean, I think you see that a lot, of course, in the Stanley Cup playoffs for teams that go deep. And I guess I kind of looked at Pekka as, you know, maybe in a series where you need to steal games, maybe you're on the lesser side of a matchup. Maybe Pecorino's a guy you can still throw in there. I mean, the last time he played in the playoffs, he was absolutely lights out in Dallas and almost stole that game for them, as people remember. But do you think moving forward, I mean, next year, I mean, I guess I assume it's Eustace Saros is the starter, Pecorino is the backup. Do you think that, one, I mean, I guess, how will he embrace that role? I don't think there's any question he'll be a pro and he'll do whatever is asked. But then could that sort of be the dynamic going into the next postseason, that, you know, he's there available for you when you need him, but this is Saros' goal? Is that how you look at it?
No, I don't look at it like that at all. I think, you know, that's maybe eventually the way that it's going to be and that Saros is the guy, I look at it as I guarantee you that Pecorino is going to come back to camp and he's going to want the ice time. And the coaches now, it's not like it used to be where you say, all right, this guy's our number one and he's going to play 60, 70 games. It's just not like that. It's now, and it's the way it should be. And I guess I get it that there's some sort of, you have to worry about the goalie psyche a bit, but I feel like it's like, what have you done for me lately? How are you playing now? We're going to go with a hot guy. Yeah, might come into camp and Saros is the number one guy, but then you get into, later in the season, I didn't even know what the months are, December, January, with the second month of the season maybe this year, and he's not playing good, and Pekka's playing good. He'll go with Pekka. And I think that's the way it should be, because especially when you have two guys that are the level that Pekka and Juice are, I think that's an easier thing. It's not like, a Carey Price in Montreal where it's just Carey Price and, whoever they decide to call up or whoever, they signed in the offseason, that type of thing for that role. You have two guys, obviously your future starting goaltender, and as you guys mentioned, future Hall of Famer in Pecorino. I still think it's a job that is probably trending in Saros' direction, but by no means would I ever count Pecorino out. Look how he started last year. Look at the stretches he's had over the last couple of years. He's had obviously a couple tough stretches, but a lot of that too is so is the team, So I think that we definitely haven't seen the last of Pekka in the starter's crease.
Again, Preds TV analyst Chris Mason joining us right now. Also all around good human being, good looking dude, and I love his suit game. So, Mace, looking at the future as well, and we all know, the time for Rene is coming to an end soon. And in the pipeline, you have Connor Ingram, who very much impressed in Milwaukee. And when you look at as well that he could be the future backup to Saros or even potentially play for that starter role in the next few years, how great is it to look at the deal that David Poile made to acquire Connor Ingram in that?
Yeah, that was a really good deal for the Predators in terms of getting that prospect and that goaltender depth and a guy that is they had to see how it worked out. They got a heck of a deal on Connor Ingram, and it seemed to really work out in the Preds' favor. I saw him at the summer camp, and I saw him at training camp, and I like the way this kid plays. He's got a good demeanor. He's got great skill level. He looks like he's definitely a kid that's going to play in the National Hockey League. And if we're looking down the road a couple of years or whatever the case may be, it'll be interesting to see how Saros handles that too, because it's a different feeling as a goaltender. And I know this when you're, there are stretches where I was the starting goaltender and Thomas Vokoun was here. When Thomas Vokoun is gone or when Pekka Rinne is gone, it's a different type of pressure that's put on a young goaltender. It's just whatever it is, the security blanket's not there. It's definitely an adjustment. So it'll be interesting to see. It just made me think of that when you talk about Connor Ingram. But, I guess that's the way, hockey has to be, is you always have to have somebody in the pipeline. They got a great goaltender in Ingram. And Grosnick's a really good goaltender too, but obviously he's a little bit older and maybe not the one that's in their future plans. But to get a guy like that, that had the year he had and that you have your whatever three, four, five-year plan, always trying to go up in the wings, and contractually too you do that. And with the expansion draft coming up after next season, you got to do that with a bunch of other guys. So it was a really good trade, and it looked like so far it's just been a steal for the Preds.
So, Chris, we've put on the fantasy GM hat in the last couple of days here with this team, trying to talk about what they might need, what moves they could make. If you could point to one thing that this team could use right now that maybe it doesn't have or doesn't have enough of, what would that be?
I would say the biggest thing for me would probably be a little more sandpaper up front, I think. I think when I look at a lot of their players – I think they still have a great roster. The thing about this league is it's every year from year to year, there's so many teams in this league that are capable of winning and being a really good team and winning the Stanley Cup. In all honesty, I think if you look at all the teams that were in, there was nobody, maybe Florida a little bit, but other than that, all these teams, they deserve to be there. They're just as good as any other team in that tournament or in the playoffs. I just think it's so hard to win, and to, you know, you consider yourself an elite team while there's 10, 12 other teams that are pretty close to that. So I think with the Predators, I feel like they've got kind of a lot of guys that are similar, you know, really good players. You know, they've got, they do things a little bit differently, but a little on the smaller side for the most part. I think they could use a little a sandpaper up front, or, you know, that big kind of guy that's got a little bit of a mean streak in him. You know, I feel that gave the Preds a different look when they brought in Tenorti and he was back there, because I felt their D was kind of the same. They're great. You know, they've got some physical guys, but just not really that guy that's going to, you know, scare anyone away from the front of the net. And I think they could use a little bit more of that up front. But that's just me. And obviously, you know, you want that perennial point-of-game guy, but those cost a lot of money. And unless you can get the first overall pick, you got to develop them too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we've talked about that on this show as well, as the sandpaper, and especially in this league, the way it's evolved, of getting a guy that's a little bit of a jerk but can also produce.
Yep.
they're tough to find, but they're very important teams, like a Tom Wilson, like a Matthew Tkachuk, like a Brad Marchand as well. They'd be pesky, but also actually producing the scoreboard, which is difficult to find.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're, you know, Matthew Tkachuk still got a few years to his unrestricted, yeah. But that's a guy I, you know, everyone that plays against him hates the guy, but if I'm any team, I would love to have that kind of player on my team, because I just know how effective it is. You saw what he did to the Winnipeg Jets. They lost their complete focus, and it was all on him. And like you said, he definitely produces in the point category, but those type of players make a huge impact, especially when you have a good team. You have a really good team, and you can put the guy in any situation, and it just makes such a difference to me. And I think the Preds could use, you know, somebody maybe like that or close to it.
And one last question too. We know this team's been together, and they've wanted to stay together to try to have a chance to go win a championship. And they asked David Poile to stay together. Now, we obviously know there's probably going to be a few changes, just given with contracts expiring, potential moves to be made, a little bit of retooling, not rebuild, but retooling to keep this team competitive. As a professional athlete, knowing that there could be some changes, what's going through your head in going into the offseason, understanding that some of your friends may not be around in the next season?
It's hard. You know what? It's tough. It sucks. But it's the way it goes, and they're used to it. And, you know, it's not ideal if you lose, you know, your best friend on the team. But at the end of the day, like, you really do understand that business side of it, and that those decisions are out of your hands. You know, I've had best friends traded right in the middle of the season, and it's funny how it really stings that day, and, you know, you miss your buddy, but life goes on, and you're there to do a job and to play hockey. And I think these guys understand that side of it. You become very adaptable, I think, in professional sports, because, you know, at any given day, you could be the one getting the phone call. And I've had that too, where you're the one moving out. And, Even when you're that guy, or you've been told you're not being re-signed, or whatever the case may be, life goes on, and you find another opportunity, and it's just part of sports. And I think these guys are able to handle that no matter what the situation.
Well, Mace, as always, appreciate talking to you and getting a look inside the player's mindset.
Thanks, guys. Great talking with you. Hopefully do it again soon.
Absolutely. The folks at Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst, joining us here on Morning Drive. And up next, we're going to wrap up the show, just reacting to that and even more college football, what's breaking and going on in the college football landscape. Justin Bradford, Joe Rexford, Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No